This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 18th, 2022. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Taking your phone calls, I had a story here, RT World News. New York City Council has spent more than $200,000 in taxpayers' money on drag queen shows at city schools since 2018. That headline about wraps up where we're at today about as good as anything could. All right, going to the phones, we got Art, Daryl, Bruce, Jim, and Paul coming up. Art, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Oh, mercy. What a mad world this has become. I got just a few things jotted down here on my little list that I always do when you guys come on, but we won't be able to get to all of them, but we'll get to what we can get to. You were talking about in Portland it becoming a open-air drug market out there. Well, do you remember back how many months ago, Theron, was it, when you broke the story? I believe it was called something like Sex, Drugs, in Your Local Library?
Oh, yeah. What was that guy? Fabio was interviewed.
Yeah, Fabio.
Yeah, and then that video, I remember I sent it to you of what went on in the L.A. library, and it was unbelievable.
Yep. So that right there set precedent for what we're seeing now in Portland. Then there's the issue of the monkeypox. That was another thing stood out as you were going through this morning. And I can't believe that they're actually considering changing the name to something else because the word monkey in somehow can be applied to black people. I don't know any black person, and I know quite a few of them. I got black people for neighbors, and I don't ever recall the word monkey being used to refer to any of them. Maybe I just live in a little box somewhere isolated from this kind of stuff, but apparently monkeypox is racist, so we can't call it that, even though that's where it originated from, monkeys. I don't get that. But then there's, there was that woman, that mother, that said if she had known, she would have signed her child up for a trial on the COVID vaccine. Well, let's see how quickly these parents are going to be willing to, how quickly they're going to be willing to step up and get the jab for their child when children start dropping like freaking flies or start developing that. You've seen the one woman got one shot and now her body convulses and shakes violently. She can't control it. And just, we'll see how quick parents are to want to get their child vaccinated when we start seeing this happening with children. And then you talked about just throwing a lot of stuff out there, get people thinking. You mentioned microchipping people. They're already doing it overseas. They're doing it in Austin, Texas right now. Been doing it in Austin, Texas for several years now. And if you don't believe it, go to ID2020.org, folks. Find out all about this. This is all part of the plan. And then Drag Queen Story Hour. Farron, leave you with this last thought. Watched the video the other day on Rumble. Really made me sit up and take notice. A drag queen just poo-pooing Drag Queen Story Hour. A drag queen telling us we should not be exposing our young children to this. Who'd have ever thunk?
Well, you probably saw, Art, that I covered it a little bit last week, but there was one from, I think, Austin, Texas. It was either Dallas or Austin. And some video from that, it was called Won't Lick Itself. And it was child endangerment, child abuse. I mean, just horrible, horrible. What is being condoned and justified in this country. And these kids, they're going to be scarred from this, you know. And Well, I've got the story right here. Listen to this. Let me just read this headline to you. A leading transgender health association has lowered its recommended minimum age for starting gender transition treatment, including sex hormones and surgeries. The World Professional Association for Transgender Health. Did you know there was a World Professional Association for Transgender Health? Said hormones could be started at age 14, 2 years earlier than the group's previous advice. So you know, to allow someone that age, I can tell you, at age 14, you know what I was? I was pretty much a dumb young teenage punk. I did not need to be making any decisions that would have relevance on the rest of my life at age 14. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I remember when I was 14, my world revolved around my shotgun, my dog, and a few thousand acres of just beautiful forest land here in Northeast Georgia. That was my world. My biggest concern was, I wonder if I'm going to catch any fish this weekend. That was my biggest worry back then. How I long for those days. But yeah, it's amazing. You know, you can't vote until you're 18, I guess it is, right? Or 21. You can't drink until you're 21. There's all these things that you can't do until you're 21, but you can decide your gender at age 6.
It's ridiculous. Looking
forward to the other callers coming up, so I'm going to jump off here. And y'all have a great weekend, man.
Hey, thank you so much. That was good information on the Austin already microchipping. I did not know that. And I got a story here for everyone. California Animal Shelter won't adopt dogs to Second Amendment supporters. Vows to sue people if they lie about their beliefs. So how unconstitutional is that? Daryl in Canada, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no kidding. Amazing. Great information. I'm doing great, Farron. Hope you feel better soon. The voice, a little rusty there. I think Julian Assange, I got so many subjects here, I'll just get through a few because you get a lot of callers. Julian Assange, I think, you know, who's advising this guy? I don't know. I mean, he's rotting in the toughest, most secure prison in Britain. He'd be better off here. I mean, I know that the court system isn't any fairer here and probably worse possibly, but he should have never fought extradition. He should have came here. I think he's going to get the biggest worldwide support there is from the people, left and right. They'll be marching in the streets. They'll be outside his holding cell unless they want to move him to a supermax in Colorado or something like that. There's going to be a lot of pressure. Even if there is a jury, I guess, I don't know, the jury trial would be in maybe D.C. or who knows. He might even get support from them that would be willing to lock up anybody who spit on the stairs on January 6th are going to lock them up. He may get support from them, so I think there's a huge. He made a huge mistake not coming here. It's not like if he was walking around free in Britain, that's a different story. But he's in that prison, so what does he have to lose? Get over here. Not to mention, I think I'm virtually guaranteed that if a Republican that's still alive that hasn't been jabbed, like Tucker Carlson, hopefully he'll decide to run in 2025. The first thing he's going to do on January 20th would pardon him if he was in prison, either waiting for his trial still or if he was convicted, along with those January 6ers, they'll all be pardoned by whoever comes in, I'm pretty sure. Even Trump, if he does it, he realizes he made a big mistake now, so he'll do it. So those guys are going to be gone. So I think he should be coming here. You know, the economy in the United States is so... The Fed has painted themselves into the corner. They're crazy, the Jewish Fed. What they've been doing since the early 90s, they've been keeping interest rates artificially low. Encouraging people to spend, get way beyond what they should be. And now, if they're going to raise, they're stuck. If they're going to raise interest rates, they've got two problems. Well, one problem, usually. The inflation rate is going to stabilize a little bit. Or should, am I going the wrong way? If they raise interest rates, the inflation is going to come down a little bit, but all the things that all these people that have painted themselves in the corner are going to go like up and housing 20%, 25% of the people. There was a poll just recently that talked about they're going to be either selling their homes or having to lose their homes. It's going to be underwater. And if they keep interest rates or lower them, they say, oh, well, let's lower them. Inflation will go through the roof. So they can't win. They've got nowhere to go. And with $30.5 trillion in debt, and not to mention about, nobody talks about this, with around $80 trillion in unfunded liabilities and Social Security and Medicare. I mean, nobody talks about that. Where's that going to come from? How about pensions?
And that's a minimum, the $80 trillion. That's a minimum. I've heard numbers, and I've read numbers much higher than that. And, yeah, all these people that went out, and they've done it here, Daryl, in masses, that's went out and paid these exorbitant fees for these houses here lately. They're doomed. They're doomed. I'm telling you, there's no way these houses are worth what these people are paying. And then they've got 30-year mortgages on them. So we're going to see, just off the housing bubble that's got to pop sometime,
oh, yeah,
we're going to see big correction. It's going to be a big correction. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be really, really bad when it happens.
Oh, it's going to be way worse than 2008. Although I always remember when all of those people were lost their houses in a lot of places like L.A. and other Phoenix. And they ended up staying, a lot of them just ended up staying in their house for 18 months. Because nobody was there to evict them because they had so much company. The bailiffs weren't able to keep up. So if you do you lose your home, you don't necessarily have to leave. You can just be a squatter. Just bring a few illegal aliens in with you, and who knows what could happen there. So a couple more things. Art's right about the COVID situation with kids. I mean, I predict that every million kids that get a COVID shot, about 100,000 will be dead in 10 years, and maybe another 500,000 will be injured or disabled by then. I mean, I know they say they're getting a fraction of the dose of adults, but they're still getting the spike protein. They're still getting graphene oxide. They're still getting prions to get mad cow disease for their brain. And they have near zero immune system to fight any of this stuff off to start with. So they're just asking for just genocide. I don't know what other way to put it. As far as the monkeypox go, monkeypox is like a shingles form of the vaccine. That's all it is. And skin-to-skin contact, I've been talking about this for a while. This is what the unvaxxed should be avoiding with vaxxed, skin-to-skin contact, including breathing very close to them, because they're shedding all the stuff that I just talked about, along with those kids getting breast milk, they're getting the same thing. So this stuff is really, really insidious that they're putting into their bodies. And eventually, when people get sick, apparently, it's just going to act like another vaccine, or another sick, they're going to spread it even more, because if it's in their body and they're sick, then it's really going to come out more, not only make you sick, but actually give you exactly what the genesis of what making them sick, and that is the stuff that can get into your body and get you clots and everything. It's just unbelievable. I mean, Pfizer, this is the greatest crime of the century. I don't know how in the world they could ever get away with this. Apparently, with fraud, they can't be covered by their immunity. But I don't know. If not, there'll be the lamppost and the rope situation is going to take care of them. It's just I don't know how in the world. Even the people that are for the jab right now, even like Antifa and places like that. And people that are really, pretty violent. When they find out, when eventually this just can't be held back, all this information that the regular people that are maybe 20% of the population that are watching it online and very up to it are seeing, and then when the mainstream media finally has no choice but to start releasing these numbers, and they're only going to get worse, of course, in the fall. I could talk for a long time about that, and in the winter and next year. People think, well, maybe it's going to pass over. You hear them on CNBC and stuff. Well, this stuff's only going to get worse in 23 and 24. People are just going to die off more and more, and there'll be more labor shortages and stuff like that. But those people, those Antifa types and stuff, you don't think that they're going to get real angry? They've been swindled by the government? That's why I think that Julian Assange is going to be not so bad, because those people that I just mentioned, they're going to want to stick it to the man and free Julian Assange type of thing if there is a jury trial. So anyway, I'm all over the place here, friend.
Well, I think that was a great point about Julian Assange maybe shouldn't have fought extradition. I had not thought about it from that perspective. So that's interesting. And the other thing, Daryl, these parents start going and getting their kids jabbed, and they come home and their kids are having seizures or they're dying. You know, I done a story about a year ago. A police officer told me he had two calls. This was right when the shots started, rolled out. And in the same day, he had a call. Woman called, said her husband had just went nuts and got in the car and run down the road and wrecked. And he'd been vaccinated that day and just lost control, just went kind of mad. And he had another call that same day where they showed up at somebody's house and they were having seizures, and they had got vaccinated the day before. So if this starts showing up, but it's very prevalent in children, people get mad when you mess with their child or mess up their child. So we'll just see which way this goes, but I just can't imagine that it would be good. And it's totally, here's the thing that really gets me. A parent that had any common sense could connect a couple of dots would be like, there's absolutely no need to give my child this vaccine when no children have COVID. I don't remember in this county, they put the stuff in the newspaper. I don't remember ever. And they put the ages, too. A small county, granted, but I never saw anybody. I think the youngest one, and it was only one or two that they put in the paper that was like 13 or 14. There was no six-year-olds or three-year-olds.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's what, one in a million, apparently. So one in a million versus one in 100,000 or so, and probably Art would probably agree. They're probably going to die in the next year. There are a bunch of people that are going to be disabled. One last thing I'll say. The quickest way that you can wake people up, simplest way, to what's happening now and what's going to happen, but especially what's happening now, is tell them to go to VAERS, see their numbers, and tell them, and ask them to look it up all over the place, that this is only 1% reported, or maybe 2.5%. The best, and there was a good study out about a month ago that some lady did, that she did a very comprehensive study about all the different reports and what was deleted and what was kept. And she said it was about 2.5% reported. But anyway, let's say 1-3% reported. That's the quickest way that you're going to wake up the normies of what's happening and what's going to happen. So they're going to say, oh, well, VAERS got 40,000 deaths right now on it. But my friend said it's 40 times that, 2.5%, 40 times that. 40 times 40,000? That's 6 million. Type of thing. So if you're going to wake up people, that's the quickest way. VAERS, and then do your multiplication. Okay, Farron, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much. Always enjoy your phone call. Bruce in Texas, Jim, Paul, and Jay coming up. Bruce, how you doing? The break will get you. I'll hold you over. What's on your mind?
All right. Thank you, Farron. Hey, I saw your picture, and you look pretty clean cut. I thought you'd be one of those wide-eyed Southern boys, man, but maybe you were at a younger date. I don't know. You look pretty good. Yeah, I heard this song the other day, and it reminded me of you. Here's like 2 seconds of it.
Oh, yeah, when I was younger, I had a little...
You're blasting the cannons of truth to each man of this earth. That's Judas Priest, Rapid Fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from the... yes, sir, from the British Steel album. I'm going to go see the Scorpions and Whitesnake. It's Whitesnake's final tour. And that's what my topics are. I figured I just a little bit change of thing. Oh, but on Julian Assange, okay, imagine LeBron James is the DOJ and Julian Assange is the basketball and there's nobody guarding the net. Okay, he's going to be slam dunked into a supermax in a monkey trial in a kangaroo court. So, you know, it's sad, but that's how I see it, man. I mean, it's pathetic, really. You know, you remember that song when the Scorpions were on 1990, The Winds of Change?
Yeah, they've changed Russia to Ukraine in that song. Did you know that? They've changed the lyrics in that song. We'll talk about it on the other side, Bruce. Hang on for me. Back in a moment. For the final grand slam.
Muscle and might. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Of the broadcast. I've got Bruce in Texas, Jim, Paul, and Jay coming up. Real quick, Bruce, I wanted to say, one, I'd read that the Scorpions had changed one of the lyrics. I guess Winds of Change, I don't remember it saying Russia in it, but they changed something in it to reverence their support for Ukraine. And the other thing is, if you've never seen it, I don't remember what year. It's on YouTube, though. They had a Moscow Peace Festival, and like Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, Ozzy Osbourne, the Scorpions all went and played in Moscow Peace Festival. It was really pretty interesting to see how the youth in Moscow at that time, which would have been something like probably 1986, reacted to that kind of metal. But go ahead, Bruce. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. If you look at the Scorpions concert, it was like a sea of people. So they really soaked it up. That was a prime opportunity. This is our rnz.com.nz. Wind of change. Did the CIA write a power ballad to bring down the USSR? Okay, decades later, investigative journalist Patrick Radden Keefe heard a rumor that the song wasn't written by the Scorpions, but by the CIA as a cultural weapon in the Cold War. And he goes on, and I can send you the link. In fact, I will. I don't know if you get my emails or not. But yeah, you know, when they put a Ukraine in there, that brought me back to that, and that really makes sense. You know, these people never quit.
Wow, I didn't know that aspect of it. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'll put Scorpions in the title. That way you know what you're getting in your email. I'm sure you get a lot of email. And you remember the videos of the White Snake and also Rat had this real hot vixen and red hair, Tawny Kitten?
Oh, yeah, Tony Katane, yeah.
Katane, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tony Katane. Man, she was hot.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a girlfriend something like her. I mean, just as wild. Let me put it that way. Yeah, it was really crazy. And, well, she had her last tweet, or one of her last tweets was that she can't wait to get the vax. And then she died. You know, oops, you know. And so... it's really hard to find that stuff. That was a big rumor that came out in 2020 when she died. You look for it now, it's really tough, but I found it. And so I think, you know, she got the vaccine. Now, there was this guy who died, and he was in his 40s. He crashed his car right in front of my house, and I went outside, like, what's going on? And he's nose down in the ditch. And I found out from his brother that he would use cocaine, what have you, and he had a heart attack behind the wheel in his 40s. But he had quit, he told me. He had quit, like for several months. And he was on his way home from work and just had a heart attack. And so maybe people who have abused drugs, they might have the spike protein may have a greater influence on them. I don't know. Hey, did you see John Cornyn get booed at the Texas RNC convention or meeting they had?
No.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, he was giving a speech, and he had two huge monitors side by side over the podium, and there's a big crowd there, and he starts going into his, you know, common sense gun control. Boo! It reminds me of, what's the name of that caller? He's Neocon Cucks, you know?
Oh, I think that's Jim from New York.
Dave? Yeah,
or Dave
yeah.
from New York. Maybe Dave from New York. Yeah, in I'm going to redo
Boston.
That. So, yeah, you know, you're on that commercial, Bruce.
I heard it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to redo it.
They're plugging me in there.
I'm going to redo it from time to time and you know, switch it up just to give it variety. But I've got a lot of comments on that commercial from all of you guys. Art's on it. Jay from Florida that's coming up. Paul's on it. I tried to get as many in as I could, but... Well, I better jump off here. Always enjoy your phone call. Any last word? We got music.
Nope. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Jim in New York, Paul in New Jersey, Jay in Florida, and in Virginia. I'll get to everyone back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
back on to Alternative Media. Here in the studio, Sam dishing out some great metal for us today. Some great metal. How about Bruce Dickinson, those lyrics of the last song? Everybody work with me. I'm going to try to get everybody on. Got a full bank of callers. We've got Jim, Paul, Jay, Ann, Chris, and Rick coming up. So if everybody hold it to about 3 minutes or so, we'll get everybody on. Jim in New York, patiently holding. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind, Jim?
Morning, Farron. Yeah, that was Jim in New York talking about the Rhino neocon cucks in your commercial. Flattered. I'm flattered that you would put me in your commercial. I really enjoy Bruce's calls, too. I hope he calls Rivero, Michael Rivero, every day because he's another one of my favorite callers. The one caller was talking of Tucker Carlson. You would never be on television unless you're controlled opposition. Tucker Carlson's controlled opposition. There's no way he would be on TV if he wasn't. You know, he's selling this Uvalde and Sandy Hook and Parkland. He sells these events as real. They're fake. They're psyops. Just my opinion. I know everyone's intimidated by the Alex Jones case, but I agree with Rick in Arizona. I don't even believe that was a real trial. I think that's to intimidate people to shut up. But Tucker Carlson goes along with the big lie. He accepts these shootings as real. And you know what? The gun rights groups, no one's calling these out as fake. And you know what? They're going to lose. As long as you go along with this narrative that these are real shootings, they're going to lose their guns out of their stupidity. No one would call them out as what they are. They're fake. Parkland, Sandy Hook, Uvalde, I assume they're fake. And no one's going to call it out, and including Tucker Carlson. You know, and they're going to lose. And right before the vote on gun control that's coming up, I think they'll pull another one of these fakes to push it over the top. So there you go. You know, I see a lot on the right, you know, and the alt-right, Breitbart. You know, they obsess over AOC and the squad. AOC is an actress specifically created to get the conservative right all riled up. AOC and the squad, they have virtually no power. You guys with power is, you know, Romney. I think Romney's a 33-degree Mason. I think he's extremely powerful. I remember him meeting with President Trump right before he nominated the cultural communists with two black children that she adopted to push Amy Barrett on Trump. You know, Romney is extremely powerful.
Extremely rich, too.
Oh, so he has 100 times the power of an AOC. So I just forget AOC. She's a silly girl getting the right all riled up. She has... go ahead.
Let me jump on, Jim. I've got Paul J. and Chris and Rick in Arizona waiting. And we'll try to get everybody on this week. But I always appreciate your phone call and appreciate your assessment. Thank you so much. I apologize for my voice. Paul in New Jersey, how you doing? What's on your mind? Paul will be hosting 2 weeks from today.
Hello, Farron. Hey, Farron, since no one is going to Uvalde to ask around in the conservative media, just to let the listeners know, I plan on going to Uvalde when I drive around the country this September, because I'm going to be driving around. And so I'll stop off in Uvalde. It's going to be on my list, and I'm going to ask around. And I'll have a full report when I return in early October. So I'm actually going to hit the streets and, you know, talk to people.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. Now, listen, I want to make a public service address. And we want to remind Jews, blacks, and homosexuals to make sure you get your booster shots. All right? So all the Jews, blacks, and homosexuals that we know, and we're doing our outreach. We need to get them in there and get those vaccines. Now, Farron, I wanted to ask you a question. Is it true that you vowed not to exploit your white privilege and are taking the risk to your own health and standing aside so people of color could get your booster shot? Is that so, Farron?
It is very true. Yes, that's not just a rumor. That is very true.
And I tell you, Farron, that is a very selfless and magnanimous act for you to take the risk of getting COVID and harming your health. And you are saving that vaccine for a person of color somewhere out there in the world. You know, Farron, not many people in Africa have gotten their boosters yet, you know? So I really think that's just an awesome thing you're doing, and I commend you for that. And two other points I'd like to make. One is, don't forget, Julian Assange is in prison because Donald Trump did not, right, you know, grant him an amnesty and pardon him when he was leaving office. You know, remember that. he could be free today if it was up to Donald Trump and he sent over his Secretary of State to get Assange released. But Donald Trump was more concerned about himself and his tweets. That's his priorities. And lastly, Farron, I just want to bring up a point I'd like to make. I had done research about this, that a limited nuclear war might be in the cards. And the reason for I think this is possible, because get this, Farron, the reason why they passed the above-ground nuclear test ban treaty in the early 1960s, I think about 63 they passed it, was because the scientists had detected the radioactive strontium-90 in mother's breast milk. Now, the interesting thing about this, the strontium-90 half-life is about 30 years. So it's been 60 years since 1962. So therefore, the strontium-90 levels will have gone down to one quarter of what it was back when they passed that treaty. So that almost gives the global elite a green light to use some nuclear weapons on a limited scale. Now, listen, back then, I looked into this. There were a total of 540 megatons of nuclear power was exploded into the atmosphere during that period of time when they were doing above-ground nuclear testing. My point being, what it comes down to is I think they could safely explode about 400 million tons of nuclear explosions into the atmosphere, and we would come back to the 1962 levels of strontium-90. And so if we could explode safely 400 megatons, that would be about a 10 megaton bombs, enough to destroy 40 large cities throughout the world. And the whole world would be relatively safe, and there wouldn't be a real radiation problem, because that's part of, the fakery. People always think that when a nuclear war happens or nuclear bomb goes off, life comes to a complete end. And I think that's not true when you look at the people of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japanese people who still live in those thriving cities today.
Well, that's true.
And I'd like
that's
to hear true. Your comments.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't really thought about that. I wouldn't be surprised if we ended up in some type of situation like that, given the fact of the weaponry that we're giving supposedly Ukraine at the moment. Gives them the ability to rain down on civilian populations' death inside Russia, which supposedly they're doing. So, I mean, everything that the U.S. government has done is to incite a broader war with Russia. I mean, they're not looking for peace when you're arming one side of a conflict that really doesn't have the ability to win. You're only making it worse, which is obvious. So I'll have to give that one some thought, Paul. That's an interesting that's what I like about your phone calls. A lot of times you go in a direction that I have not considered, but thank you so much for the phone call. Did you get my email?
Yeah, I did. Okay, consider this a Skype test, this call. Consider this a Skype test. All right, thank you,
Paul. Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much. Jay in Florida and Chris and Rick coming up. Jay, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Farron, and happy Pride Month, celebrating the first of the seven deadly sins, right?
Yeah, and boy, they're doing some celebrating. It is everywhere.
Yeah, and I can't believe that they're doing this. I mean, maybe July will be Greed Month, and then you've got Lust, Envy, Gluttony, Wrath, and Sloth to celebrate as well. But I wanted to talk about a connection between William Barr and Jeffrey Epstein. Now, William Barr, he grew up in the same neighborhood as Jeffrey Epstein, a Jewish neighborhood at the end of Coney Island, New York City, in Brooklyn. And William Barr was 2 years older than Jeffrey Epstein. So, you know, they're probably in high school together, but probably didn't hang out because of the 2 year age difference. But William Barr's father, Donald Barr, worked for the Office of Strategic Services during World War II. He converted to Catholicism. I guess that was related to his job in the CIA or in the OSS. And Donald Barr became a recruiter for the CIA and Mossad. So it's interesting that William Barr's father, Donald Barr, hired Jeffrey Epstein after he dropped out of college, and he was just a taxi driver in Brooklyn, hired him to be a physics and mathematics professor at the elite Dalton School. And he had no experience doing that. He had no college degree. He was a dropout. But Donald Barr hired him. And one of the most interesting things about Donald Barr, found out, he wrote a novel entitled Space Relations. And it's a science fiction about a planet ruled by oligarchs who engage in child sex slavery. So, I don't know, I find this very interesting that, you know, Epstein, who was pretty much running Mossad's operations for, you know, blackmailing politicians and stuff. The guy that recruited him was William Barr's father, and this guy wrote a sci-fi novel about child sex slavery. And also, when Donald Barr left the Dalton School, they found secret panels in his office that were filled with pornography. So there's my little story about William Barr and Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, wow. Well, that's interesting. I'm not surprised. And, you know, the January 6th hearings this past week, William Barr saying there was no evidence the election was stalled. That tells you just how big of a deep stater, sellout trader he is. I wish we had more time, Jay, and we'll try to get everybody on. I got three more, but always interesting. Appreciate the phone call. And in Virginia, Chris and Rick coming up. And how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, Farron. Great to talk to you. You said that Paula's going to be hosting your show. Sorry to hear that, because he's the white Al Sharpton, and they've got about the same IQ. But what I called to tell you was that don't know if you guys have heard about the Ukrainians, that we've got a large number of them that are coming into Virginia. Have you heard about that?
Well, I knew that there was quite a bit of Ukrainian refugees, but I didn't know where they were coming in or how many. So you're saying that...
Well, we are getting tons of them. Happened to be at a car dealership not long ago looking for a second vehicle, and three huge black vans pulled up with them in there. They're relatively young people. I'm guessing they look like they were under... 25, a whole bunch of them. So they got out, and the guy who owns the dealership, he's Russian. So he said that they were all being bought cars, and the government, the U.S. government, is a big country with a lot of money, and they were buying them all cars. But it gets even more astonishing than that. They're putting about 500 of them down at Hampton University. Did you know that? With free tuition and board.
No, I had no idea.
And imagine how that's going to turn out.
Oh, well, you know, Ann, it's the continuation of the recipe for the destruction of the nation, and they will not let it. Well, our country's got a lot of problems, but being underpopulated and in need of refugees from around the world is just not one of them.
You're going to see a lot of beige. You're going to see a lot of beige. I give it 3 to 5 years. You're going to see a lot of beige.
Well, and then give Paul a chance. He's going to be sitting in 2 weeks from today. I'm going to be out. Give him a chance. I think you'll find a lot of information that he's got interesting. And feel free to call in and, you know, have a respectful debate with him if you like. But thanks for the phone call.
You know, Thanks, Farron. Enjoy your time off.
Hey, thank you. Wish we had more time. Enjoy the phone call. Chris, and then Rick. Chris, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, the caller who mentioned the CDC database, VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, you know, a lot of progressives, a lot of obstinate, intransigent folks will just repeat the talking point that you just can't trust that data, and it's because there's no mandatory reporting. It's a passive system, unlike Scotland and England, which are showing that a lot more COVID cases are with those who've gotten the COVID shots. But then I'd say look at Walgreens COVID-19 index. Do a search Walgreens COVID-19 index. It's at walgreens.com/business-solution/COVID-19-index.jsp. And go to page 3. It shows that the more COVID shots, the higher the positivity rate. And I was last updated today, not vaccinated, 24.6% positivity rate. Then those who've gotten one dose, 29.2%, almost 5% greater. Those who've gotten two doses in over 5 months, over the last 5 months, 32.2%. So that's up another 3%. Those who've gotten two doses less than or equal to 5 months ago, their numbers go down 16.9%. Then three doses greater than 5 months ago, 35.6%, which is more than double the previous figure. The three doses less than or equal to 5 months ago, 21.6%. So it goes down. So the greater the distance you are time-wise from getting a COVID shot, the less likely you are to be diagnosed positive. So maybe we should blame those anti-vaxxers at Walgreens for cooking the books so they can sell fewer COVID shots. I mean, I wonder what kind of rationale someone would come up like that for ignoring Walgreens like they do VAERS. And when it comes to Justin Bieber, you know how he got the Ramsey Hunt syndrome?
No, I'm assuming from the vaccine, but I don't know for sure.
Well, yeah, it looks like he got the COVID shot. This was on the High Wire with Del Bigtree this past Thursday, that he and his wife, Hailey Bieber, who also got a blood clot, they went to the Met Gala September 13th, 2021, and there was a COVID shot requirement for that. So did they have a fake COVID vaccine card or cards? And, you know, it's probably because the reason that he's come down with this Ramsey Hunt syndrome is probably his lowering immune system over at Steve Kirsch's Substack, stevekirsch.substack.com, why I'm 99% certain that Justin Bieber's facial paralysis was caused by the COVID vaccine. And, you know, he goes over over pretty well. I won't explain it, but you know, just to say that his immune system has probably been so lowered with this Ramsey Hunt syndrome, which is a herpes-like virus, that the herpes reared its ugly head. And, you know, if it was dormant in his system, it came roaring back due to a lowered immune system, I would say, most likely.
I've got about 4 minutes left. Let me grab Rick. Chris, he's been on hold for a long time. I want to get him on.
Thanks.
He's
Take
the
care.
Last caller. Hey, thank you for the phone call. Rick in Arizona, we got 4 minutes. They're yours. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, morning, folks. Yeah, I will. I'll see Paul's Uvalde witnesses, and I'll raise them my Holocaust witnesses. I'll be looking for. I'll call in, talk to him when he's doing the show. Jim in New York, yeah, too bad there's not more of us. I'm not very optimistic about stopping this red flag law machine. That's what they want. You know, they can't really collect the guns door to door, but once they get the red flag law, you know, they're going to be able to really price gouge you. They're really going to be able to raise your rent, and they're not going to have to worry about you. They'll just red flag you. That's all coming. But I want to quickly talk about how the Jews keep the money in the family. And so I will say, we all know who are the most recognizable faces are in the world: Ali, Paul McCartney, maybe Elvis, Hitler. But Paul McCartney in 1969 was probably the most eligible bachelor in the world. He was the best looking Beatle. Girls dropped dead over him. But all of a sudden, he quickly married Linda Eastman out of nowhere, pretty much. And Linda Eastman was, well, Paul married her for one of two reasons. Number one, he knew that if he didn't marry Linda Eastman, he's going to end up broke or dead like his contemporaries, or they made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Now, why do I suggest this? Because Linda Eastman's real name was Linda Epstein, and her father was Leopold Epstein, who was a lawyer to the entertainment industry, and that's Murder Incorporated. So Paul McCartney, out of nowhere, marries this Jewess in New York who's connected to the recording industry, and all his children, through rabbinical law, are Jewish. So that $1.5 billion that Paul McCartney's got packed away somewhere in Switzerland, when he passes, is going to go into the hands of rabbinically Jewish children. So that's just my lesson for today. I just wanted to let you know that school shootings, there's never been one frame of video in all the years of school shootings of some kid blazing away. So just remember, when the red flag laws, they're coming to the Midwest. They know how to do this. You know, unless we take the media out of the hands of the Jews, that's where the power is in this country. People are suggestible, and they're very malleable, and they want to do what everybody else is doing.
So don't drop off. Don't drop off. Yeah, I think the red flag laws is absolutely the way they're planning on disarming people like me, you, anyone that they so choose, because you don't have to have committed any crime. Anybody, they can say, you know, remember one time a couple of years ago they were talking about how veterans maybe shouldn't be able to have guns because maybe they've got, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome or whatever. Any person, that you can find something they've said, or you know, some little snippet of something, or just drum up a witness that said, oh, this guy was talking about doing this, and then give the local government or the state government the justification, or the federal government, the justification to go round up all their guns and say, you know, you're just like a felon now, you can't have a gun. That's absolutely the way it's, the direction it's going in. The other thing, I've got music, Rick, was Linda Eastman, was she the one that was in Wings with Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Was she in Wings?
Yeah, she
okay.
was.
She was in
yep.
Wings.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey,
just
thank
remember,
you so much.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll
go
just
ahead.
Say the threat of gun violence keeps your money in the bank. You know, when the threat of gun violence is gone, they don't have to give you your money.
Yeah, good point. Hey, great calls, all of you. Great calls today. When they come for you, go give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.